Stranger danger. Stranger danger. This is a test. If you hear this recording, run!
Hi, you beautiful, beautiful fucking people.
What the hell was that? I don't like that accent. It's gross.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Justine.
And welcome to Stranger Danger 16. Sweet 16.
Should we do something?
No, that's cute.
Okay. Wait, before we get started, starting today, guys, we're doing a Snapchat challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do some face swaps with ourselves, and you're going to have to name that killer. So go ahead and follow us on Snapchat at IADC Podcast. Then go to Twitter, follow us there at that too. And then go to Instagram and Facebook, follow us at It's About Damn Time. Okay.
Oh, dang.
All right, guys. So the first person to guess correctly on Snapchat, this is strictly on Snapchat, okay?
Yep.
Before we did this on Instagram and Twitter, so not this time, solely Snapchat. We're going to send out a sticker to you. So one winner, Monday through Friday. Yeah, so be the first to get it right.
Yeah, we'll probably give you a thank you note.
Yeah, you get a little love note from us,
or a little love note from us.
Yeah, so if we let you know, we'll be in touch with you.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's not for it. Again, guys, no episode this week.
So, yeah, no episode on Wednesday. It's Thanksgiving time.
Hang out with your family.
Hang out with the family. And if we forget to say it at the end, we hope you all have a
fucking fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Eat all the fucking turkey. Eat all the fucking ham. Eat all the yams. Eat all the pecan pie and pumpkin pie and apple pie and
mashed potatoes.
I just like mashed potatoes.
Stuffing. And rolls and gravy.
Oh.
Ooh, green bean casserole. That's my fave.
I never had green bean casserole. I've had green beans and bacon and with bacon and onions. Scott's specialty. And it's good.
Bacon and onion? That sounds delicious.
Scott,
why have I not thought of this?
It's a family recipe.
That's so funny.
It's just green beans, bacon, and onion.
Did we make green bean casserole from like not canned green beans? We do fresh green beans?
Yeah, we do fresh green beans too.
Delicious.
Who the fuck wants canned green beans on Thanksgiving Day?
Lazy people. Me.
Yeah, so hope you guys have a fabulous Thanksgiving. Spend time with your family.
Send us pictures of your turkeys, guys. I want to see them. Maybe stuff in your face. If you get drunk on Thanksgiving, Snapchat us too, because we like that shit a lot.
Oh my god, that's going to be the best thing ever.
Should we jump in? Is that all we got?
Yeah. Let's jump in.
If you have your own Stranger Danger story, send it to us. It's about damncrime at gmail.com, or you can go to the website and fill out the Stranger Danger form, okay?
Justine gets a big boner when you guys use her.
I get so excited. I get even more excited when you guys call me on my boner.
Yeah.
That makes me real happy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Her boner gets veinier.
It gets two sizes too big.
What? I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's get this show on the road. Oh, it's me. I start.
Okay.
Okay. So our first story this week is from our most loved Jer Bear.
Love Jer Bear.
The subject line is, "The only time I ever hitchhiked."
Oh, dang.
And then it says, "From Jer Bear." All right. "Hey, girls. So I heard you asking for more Stranger Danger stories. So I'll tell you my other one. This one happened when I was 17.
Oh, dang.
My best friend and I had gotten together at her sister's house about 10 miles away. No drinking or partying or anything, just to hang out. I had gotten a ride there and we hung out and had a great night. When it came time for me to go home and I had no ride home, I don't remember why. It's not important." I like the way Jared tells stories. Mm-hmm. Like, this detail is not important, so we're moving on.
Yeah.
So with no choice, I started walking home. The way home was all on one main street, so it was a straight shot. I started walking and walking and just started getting so tired, I decided I'd hitch a ride. Dun, dun, dun. I turned down one ride, weirded out by the driver. The next car was an older man and a nice car. I accepted the ride. He looked and acted like an upstanding Mormon gentleman. Yes, I'm from Utah originally. He looked like his neighbor. I got in the car and we made the usual small talk. I told him I had to get home to my mom and dad's. A while down the road, he started saying things I didn't comprehend. Now that I'm older, I realize he was roundabout trying to come on to me. I was young and stupid and didn't know what to say, so I was stammering and making up answers. We were getting closer to my neighborhood, and he flat out asked me if I wanted to blow him.
Brilliant.
I said no. My street is coming up, and you can just drop me off at the corner here. I still had a mile to go. He seemed to be okay with me saying no, and he slowed down and almost stopped at the intersection. Then he instead hit the gas, and I opened the door and bailed the fuck out of the car and ran.
What?
If I had worn my seatbelt, I couldn't have done it. He sped off squealing tires like a bat out of hell. Made it home fine, but never hitched again, no matter how far I had to walk. So just because all those crazy hitchhiker horror stories we all heard all came from the 70s, don't think they don't still happen. Love you, girls. Mwah! Jer Bear.
Ah, Jer Bear.
Dude.
Mwah to you.
I told him about the time that I was at a club. I was at the bank at the Bellagio. And we had gotten like a comped bottle or whatever. And I went
the with... The
bank at the Bellagio.
Oh my God.
And I got in a comped bottle from someone. Well, this was with a friend, and I don't want to go. It was like a friend that I didn't hang out with that much. I was like, I didn't want to go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with, this is so random, our, you know, good friend to the show, Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
I went with his brother, Brent.
That's so weird.
Just so random, right?
Yeah.
So I picked him up. We went, and then we killed one bottle, and then they brought out another bottle.
How many people were there?
There was like 10 of us.
Oh, okay. One bottle's easy then.
Yeah. And then I was like getting tired. I was like, I'm going to go home. And he was like, oh no. He had met a bunch of girls, and he's like, oh, I'm going to stay with these girls. And I was like, okay, well, good luck. Because I had drove. He didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, see you later.
Like, good luck getting home. Bye.
Bye. So I left, and I'm not kidding. Like 20 minutes after I left, I was, like, already home, and he called me and was like, those girls ditched me. Like, I'm going home now. I'm like, you fucking idiot. You should have just gone home with me. And he's like, ah. He was all obliterated. It's fine. I was going to take the bus. And I was like, okay, good luck. And then the next day he called me, and he was like, oh, my God. So he had taken a ride. He got on the bus, and then he got off the bus to, like, take the connector down his street to get home.
Uh-huh.
And he was walking, and a car pulled up to him and was like, oh, do you need a ride? And he was like, drunk. So he's like, okay. So he jumped in the car with the person, and oh then God. He drove him all the way home. And then when they hit the corner by where he was living,
uh-huh.
I can't remember. I think he tried to kiss him.
Oh.
And Bryant was like, oh, no, 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 dude. Like, thanks for the ride, but that's okay. And then I think he tried to, like, grab his dick. And he was like, oh, the fuck no.
Yeah.
And we all know Bryant is the one hit him, quit him. He's done a lot of one hit knockouts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He knows that sweet spot.
Yeah, just where to get to. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no, whatever. Didn't hit him, thank God, because can you imagine the
mm-hmm.
drama?
Mm-hmm.
And then got out and ran home. But I was like, you fucking idiot. You should have just left 20 minutes earlier when I left. I would have took you home, and then none of this shit would have happened.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, don't accept rides from strangers. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't ever do it. They Dude. Don't have great intentions.
So, back to Jared's story. That's crazy. Like, the guy was pulling up
mm-hmm.
to the intersection, slowed mm-hmm. down so uh-huh. that Jared could get out.
Uh-huh.
And then, right when Jared was about to get out, he punched the brake. He punched the gas.
He couldn't get out.
And
then Jared was like, fuck this, and bailed out anyways. Got away. Can you imagine?
He really wanted to get a blowy from
Jer Bear. I mean, I get it.
Dude, that's so insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thank God you just fucking... What if he wore his seatbelt?
Yeah, it would have taken too long. You know what I mean? Those are seatbelt sounds, by the way.
Hey, good thing he didn't wear a seatbelt.
You're smart, man. Aw, my Jer Bear, you make us so proud. Should have punched him in the throat. Just kidding. Don't punch people. All right, Jer. Thanks for sending another story.
Yeah, thank you, Jer.
You got another one. You can send another one. We'll be totally okay with that.
Okay, so then our next story is from Karen.
Karen!
So she says, Okay, ladies, I finally took off my earbuds and sat down to write this to you.
Yeah!
I have a few Stranger Danger stories, but I'll start with the most obvious. It's kind of a two-part, okay. But the first part is more creeper than danger.
Okay, gotcha.
So, allow me to set the scene. Ooh. I was 18 and insanely naive. I don't even know how to explain it, but I had no idea what I was doing with men in general, and I was...
Me either, girl.
And I was also painfully shy and afraid of conflict. I also tended to look a bit older than my actual age. So, I was in New York City visiting some friends. Not wanting to be a dick, I headed out in search of some sort of hostess gift for my friends who were legit adults. I didn't want to look like a tourist, and so I had a map with me, but did my best to avoid consulting it and just following the gridded streets. Well, I guess I passed for a New Yorker. I went into a little thrift shop in the basement of a church. I wanted to give them a gift, but I was poor as hell.
Gotcha.
One of the cashiers was watching me the whole time. When I found a pretty picture that I decided to get for my friends, I went to him to check out. He told me that he was glad I found something because then I would have reason to come back. Okay.
What?
Not the most sound logic, but whatever. Then he asked me if I recognized the music that was playing. I had no idea. He kept pressing me to try to guess. I wouldn't. He finally told me it was the soundtrack from The Prince of Egypt and asked me if I wanted to go see it with him.
The fucking cartoon? Yeah.
The movie.
What's the movie? Oh! What?
Yeah.
Did he select that to play in the store that day?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I politely declined, took my purchase, and got the fuck out of there. He was creepy and annoying, but no real danger. But the next guy sure was.
Oh, shit.
Later that same day, I was walking down a crowded Manhattan street when a man on a bicycle called out at me. I ignored him and kept walking along with a brisk New Yorker speed. He kept calling at me, got off his bike, and ran after me, telling me to slow down.
Why?
I kept walking. He put his arm around my shoulders. Now, I know what you're thinking. Karen now would sure as hell remove his arm and tell him to never fucking touch me again. Karen then didn't know what to do. I just kept walking. He was trying to talk to me. I don't remember anything that he said, just my intense fear. I was doing my best to just ignore him, despite his arm around me. Finally, he asked if I had a boyfriend. Instinctually, I lied and said yes. He immediately removed his arm, stopped walking, and let me walk away.
Bye, bitch.
That was all it took. The idea that I, quote-unquote, belonged to another guy.
Ugh.
17 years later, and the memory of that experience still makes me nauseous. Who knows what would have happened if I told him I didn't have a boyfriend. And then she says, keep up the good work and stay safe on the streets of Munich. Oh, when we were gone to Germany. And then she goes, besos.
We love Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Don't touch people without their permission.
Yeah, bro. Don't put your fucking arm around me, you fuck.
What is wrong? Like, people have
boundaries.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Stay out of the fucking bubble unless you know them, okay? Like, if I saw you walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
I would come put my arm around you.
Yeah.
Because I fucking know you.
Yeah.
I'd probably pull your hair. I might try to trip you. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you're just fucking rude.
It's love, you know? But, like, if you're a stranger, don't put your arm around me.
Yeah, that's weird.
What if you have BO? Does his armpit stink?
Ew. He probably did have BO. Gross. That's a heinous act. In
and of itself. That's a heinous crime.
Yeah, it's a heinous crime.
That's awesome.
Gross. Dude. The Prince of Egypt soundtrack.
What is that? I don't even... I gotta Google this movie.
Dude, I like the movie so much.
Who's in it?
It's just a cartoon. It's a cartoon movie.
Oh, I thought it was like a real movie.
No.
That's why I said the cartoon. Then you said, no, the movie. And then I was so confused.
No, it's a cartoon movie. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a cartoon movie.
Val Kilmer. Ooh, Val Kilmer is not aging gracefully, by the way. I've never seen this movie.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I like the movie. Even though, personally, I'm not religious.
Uh-huh.
But I do like the movie.
Was it very religious?
Yeah. It's very religious.
Oh, it's Jesus. Is it about Jesus?
Moses.
Moses. Whatever, same thing. Oh, that's not the same thing. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's about Moses. He's the one that split the sea, right?
Yeah. Oh, what? I should watch that.
It's a really good movie. I like it.
I feel like when things are religious, they make me cry.
I don't know if it made me cry. I like watching it. I don't know. Yeah. I like that
There's
movie.
Like certain things that I know are going to make me cry, and I'm like, I refuse to watch them. Like, if you surprise make me cry, then more power to you. But if it's something I, like, a sad movie about someone dying from cancer, like, I'll never watch it because I know it'll make me cry. I can't do it.
I like crying.
Someone's being tortured, it'll make me nauseous, and then I definitely don't want to watch it either. That's why I never watched any of the fucking Saw movies, because it was disgusting, and I knew it was going to make me nauseous, and I didn't want to watch it. Fun fact about Justine.
Gross. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, those movies are gross.
Prince of Egypt. That's fucking hilarious.
I know.
Okay.
Like, why the fuck would you expect someone to know that?
Yeah. What's your favorite Disney soundtrack? And then, like, what's your favorite cartoon soundtrack?
Mine?
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
Ah, good choice. Mine is...
I just listened to that, like, recently.
The other day.
Yeah.
What's
yours?
Tarzan.
I do like Tarzan. I like Lion King, too.
Lion King is good, too.
But Pocahontas is my idea.
If that thrift store guy was, like, playing Tarzan...
You would go see it with him?
Let's go.
He's a stranger!
Listen, I don't even go to the movies with people I know. Why would I go with a stranger? All right.
Okay, but thank you, Karen, for your story.
Yeah, and for being so amazing all the time. We love you.
We love you.
We love you so much.
So much.
Okay, so next up we have a story sent through the website.
Oh, day!
From Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Okay. Her subject line is, Guy was a little too desperate for love.
Oh, dang.
I love these subject lines, man. It's one of my most favorite parts about this whole thing.
I love that part. Like, I love that you have to put a subject. Well, not you don't have to, but I love that you can put a subject line.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty clever.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're so good.
These are fucking hilarious. Okay. When I was 17, I got a random call at home from a guy. Apparently, he had seen my photo in the yearbook and thought I was beautiful. Okay. Memory banks. Put that in memory banks.
Okay.
In the yearbook. Okay.
Yearbook.
I had a unique last name, so he looked up my home phone number in the phone book. Kind of creepy. Yeah? Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the photo he saw that inspired him to look me up was from the 7th grade.
Shut.
What?
Up. Sicko.
Furthermore, my birthday is in October, so I was always the youngest, so I would have been 11 at the time. What?
Oh my gosh.
My 90s perm floral dress and gold shell earrings really caught his eye. It was those gold shell earrings, girl.
Definitely was the gold shell earrings. For sure.
Okay, but back to the call. I was a 17-year-old with social anxiety and low self-esteem. But admittingly, I was a cutie. You know what? I like that she could admit that. She was a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, everybody's always shitting on themselves. Tell yourself you look cute when you're cute. Okay.
Okay.
PSA for the day. Okay. And I fell for the compliment. After talking, I found out he was 23. 17-year-old me thought, wow, an older guy thought I was beautiful. And then she put in these things.
Parentheses?
Yeah.
Air quotes.
No.
Brackets?
Yeah, but what are these?
Parentheses.
Those are parentheses? What are these?
The air quotes.
Oh, quotations. Okay. Don't cut that part out. I would like everyone to hear how hard life is for me.
I'm just guessing all these. Exclamation point. Question mark.
And I'm over here just doing things with my hands.
Asterisk.
Claw hand. Okay, so then she put in parentheses. Not these, but these. Idiot. Okay. He wanted to meet, and looking back, thankfully, I didn't have a car, so the only place I could meet him was my work. He showed up at my work, and I instantly knew why he was calling a 17-year-old. I'm 5'7", he was maybe 5'5". Definitely shorter than me. Think Doyle from Gilmore Girls.
I don't watch Gilmore Girls. Oh, okay.
Doyle, okay, I can't explain it to you if you've never seen Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
But if you're listening and you've heard, you've seen
Gilmore Girls, look him up. Okay, hold on. I'm going to look him up right
now. Because it makes it so much better to have this
image in my head. Okay.
Doyle.
D-O-Y-L-E.
Yeah.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Gilmore Girls. Images.
Oh, he's cute. He was awesome on Buffy. He was on Buffy. What was his name on Buffy?
I don't know. Yeah, I recognize him. He was on Buffy.
Hold on, let me find who he was for you on Buffy. Okay, so this actor's name is Danny Strong. Okay, so he was Jonathan on Buffy. He was one of Buffy's classmates, and then I can't ruin it for Brittany, but involved in other things later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So back to the story. Okay. Seeing him in person made me realize how insanely creepy this was. I cut off all communication with him and went on with my life until years later on my wedding day when he called my parents' house and told my mom to not let her adult daughter get married.
What?
I just want to know how he knew she was getting married.
Did she say it on Facebook or something like that?
I don't know. Probably. And he was, like, looking her up all the years later.
Dude, he's for sure.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's for sure Facebook stalking her.
Oh, man. And so then she says, bullet dodged. I love the shows. You girls are awesome. And thanks for the laughs. You're welcome.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's so creepy, huh?
Yeah, especially when he looks like Doyle.
Yeah.
Doyle, toil, trouble.
Oh,
or whatever that word
just happened.
How does that go?
Doily.
Doilies are such an old person thing, aren't they?
Yeah. They just remind me of like you always had to have doilies when you did Valentine's in elementary school.
Yeah, bro. That's so fucking creepy.
Isn't that so creepy?
Yeah.
That's the worst. Well, I'm very sorry that Doyle stalked you, Catherine.
I want to know why he thought it was okay to call her mom's house, right? That's who he called?
Yeah. I mean, because he had the number from when he called her when she was 17.
Yeah. But then also say like, oh, don't let your daughter get married.
Yeah, because she's going to have to marry me, the guy that she met one time. When I was looking at her 11-year-old self and thought she was a real cutie.
Yeah, you sick fuck.
What?
I wonder where he's doing now.
Where are they now?
I wish we do. He's probably jacking off in the toy section at Toys R Us.
Bro, just going through weird yearbooks that he has no business touching.
The yearbooks are probably sticky and pages are sticky. Jacked off on all of them. Sicko.
So, thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Sorry that Doyle was, you know, harassing you. Thank you for sending your story and for listening.
Yes.
And for laughing and not wanting to slap us. Thank you.
Okay, so our last story is from Jessica.
Jessica.
The subject. Oh, she used the form, by the way.
Oh.
She says.
Hold on. I gotta rub one out. Okay.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah,
that was that your coming sound?
Yeah.
Oh, your eye went down a little bit. Oh.
That's also the face I look when
you
got real bad gas.
I wish you guys could see it. Her whole right side of her face just scrunched up. Just her right side.
Just her right side.
Not her left side.
Not my left. Okay, good.
So the subject line was, I thought I was a hero. My sister thought I was an idiot.
Oh, she thought you were a zero.
You're stupid. Shut up!
You've been recording for like 6 hours today. You're definitely delusional. Okay, good.
Okay, ready? She goes, oh, wait. I have to call her Jess. She said, please call me Jess.
Oh, well, I called you Jessica, so...
Okay. So she goes, hey, y'all, please call me Jess.
Okay, I'll call you Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes.
I just found your podcast, and I've been binge listening all day. Going backwards from episode 32.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
And I have
And when they start getting shitty, stop listening.
Okay. And I have to say, well, this was in September, so.
Oh, fuck.
She's probably all caught up now. I have to say, I've been loving every second of it. You're both so totally funny and amazing, and cases you cover are ones I've never heard before. It's definitely refreshing to not once again be told the story of H.H. Holmes or some other dippy serial killer we already know everything about.
Just tell us more.
She goes, I especially loved episode 29. That shit was horrendous.
What was 29?
I don't know. That was like 10 episodes ago, so I'm not sure. Or 11 episodes ago.
Okay. Can I continue your story? I'm going to research.
Okay. Well, you got to listen to my story.
I'm listening.
No, you're not. You can't do two things at once.
Excuse me. I am very nosy, so I am fully capable of carrying on a conversation and listening to what's happening in the conversation behind me.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Anyways, my story begins on a cold Monday afternoon in 2002 when I was just 11 years old. I was tasked with walking my baby sister Jenny, who was 6 at the time, and myself, the couple blocks to my grandma's house every day after school.
To grandmother's house we go.
Mm-hmm. On this particular day, I had found what I decided was the biggest fucking branch in history on the ground. It was probably just a stick. And claimed it as my own. As we were nearing our destination, I was swinging my new, quote unquote, branch.
Uh-huh. It was like a tree. It was a tree. I remember.
It was just a big ass tree.
Just like an oak tree.
Said I was swinging my new branch around like a battle axe while trying to keep a hold of Jenny's hand. She was the more mature one out of the two of us and kept trying to escape me because I was being an idiot. Her words, not mine.
It's a good words for a six-year-old.
Everything was great until I noticed a car stop next to us. I thought it was weird, obviously, so I stopped walking and stopped swinging my stick around and glanced over to see if I recognized the driver. I didn't. So being a kid whose mom taught her that adults are shit and you should never talk to them unless you know them.
Good mom.
I inched my sister and myself further from the road to put more distance between us and the car. As a side note, whenever we'd walk with my mom, she'd always be the one closest to the road because, in her words, she was the oldest and therefore the protector. I took this to heart, and that's why, when I moved us further from the road, Jenny ended up in the grass at the edge of a small hill that led to a ditch. That'll be important later.
Okay.
The guy in the car, which I can only describe as basic middle-aged white man, started whistling that gross catcall whistle at us, which gave me fucking chills, even though I didn't understand fully what it meant. I just knew I was uncomfortable. So, with my stranger danger senses going crazy, I began thinking about how I could get Jenny and myself away from the situation.
You're a very smart 11-year-old, Jess.
Yeah, she is. I knew we were close to the entrance to my grandma's condo complex, and I was considering making a break for it when I remembered there were no sidewalks once you turned in. We'd have to step out into the road where he could either grab us or run us over. I also briefly considered climbing over the fence that was around the complex, but understood there was no way to climb an 8-foot-high concert wall. Or concrete wall, I'm sorry. While I was standing there trying to come up with an escape plan, the sicko started cooing at my blatant attempt to shut him out and asked me if I could come over and show him my stick.
But fuck off.
He said it was awesome and he needed one like it for his collection. Bitch, what?
Should have stabbed him with your stick.
Right.
And first of all, it was a branch, not a stick.
It was okay? A tree.
How dare he?
It was a tree. I didn't answer him because I was hoping he'd fuck off if I ignored him long enough, but he just kept going and going and going. Just like the Energizer Bunny, you know?
Damn.
Those are my words, you know? Finally.
That was your insertion into the story?
Yeah. Finally, he turned his attention to Jenny, who has been silent since all this started, and asked her if she wanted to go to his house.
Why would she want to?
He offered to show her his stick collection.
That means his penis.
Yeah, that means his penis. And then he tried to sweeten the idea by mentioning ice cream and candy.
Nope, bye.
I guess he figured if it wasn't working on me, it would work on her. Well, this made me snap instantly into protective mode, and my fear evaporated. I started yelling that he needed to leave and we weren't going anywhere with him. I'm pretty sure I told him to fudge off because I wasn't allowed to swear.
Aw, that's so cute.
Though I don't think my mom would have given a fuck considering the situation.
Nah, she would have totally been okay with a fuck. She probably would have been proud of you.
Yeah. This is when the air seemed to stand still and all the ambient noise ceased. It was like a horror movie.
Oh, no.
The sicko, who has had a pretty laid-back demeanor up until this point, went stone cold serious and glared at me before taking off his seatbelt and getting out of his fucking car.
No. Oh my god, I just got the chills. I'm scared.
Not knowing what I should do, the fear was back times a million.
Yeah.
I pushed Jenny further behind me and brought up my stick in a feeble attempt to protect her and myself. Before he could make it around the car, however, which would have been our demise, I'm sure, an old man pulled up in a pickup truck behind the sicko's car. He rolled down his window and called out to us, asking if everything was okay. To my complete and utter relief, the sicko promptly jumped back into his car and sped off. The old man, looking uncertain, asked again if I was okay, then drove away when I nodded my head in assurance. Call me a dumb kid or whatever, but I really just wanted everyone to go away at that point. Still a little on edge, I turned to grab Jenny so we could run the rest of the way to Grandma's house, and that's when I heard the crying. In my need to protect Jenny from creepers, I had accidentally pushed her down the tiny hill into the ditch. We made eye contact with each other and burst out laughing when she scrunched up her face and called me an idiot. I helped her back to the sidewalk, dusted her off, and we hurried the rest of the way to the safety of our grandma's house. I told my mom later that night what happened, and from then we always got rides home after school. Thank you for reading my story. I should mention Jenny wasn't hurt when she ended up in the ditch. She was just mad at me for pushing her, aka saving her damn ungrateful life. Kidding. Even though it was pretty freaky at the time, we always end up laughing about it now. Anywho, I hope I didn't ramble too much. Jess.
That was excellent storytelling.
And then, wait.
Oh.
And then she goes, P.S. I'm not sure what happened to the stick. It did make it to my grandma's house, though. She probably tossed it because, duh, it was a stick.
Girl, it was a branch.
It was a branch.
It was a whole goddamn forest.
Okay.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dude.
See, that's what sucks, is that even when you stand up to these motherfuckers, like, they still try to come for you.
Yeah.
It's like, what? There's no winning.
I was like, thank God that motherfucking old man pulled up the time that he did. Like, he had perfect timing, because who knows what that creep in the car would have done.
Yeah.
That sicko.
That's crazy.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, what the fuck?
And, of course, like, when I sent her back, I was like, oh, girl, when he... was like, oh, come back to my place and I'll show you my stick collection.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about his dick.
His stick for sure. Between his legs.
Yeah.
It probably was a stick. That was a stick.
That's what I probably, that's what I told
her. That
was
a twig and some berries.
Oh, that's sad. That's like a little baby.
Aww.
He got skinny mini.
What the fuck? Get out of here, fucking sicko.
Dude.
Damn. That could have been so different had that little old man not showed up.
I know. But,
you know, round of applause for little old man being nosy.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
I know.
Hey, I like that one. That was a good one.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
Dude, so good. When I read it, I was like, like, I had anxiety. Like, yeah. I was on the edge of my seat when I was reading
like
it.
She's like an excellent storyteller. So mm-hmm. It was like keeping you like, oh my God, it's like you were there.
Like suspense.
I can envision it.
Yeah. It was so good.
That's so weird.
I think I read it when I was reading it. When we first got it, uh-huh. I was laying on the couch with Scott and I was reading it and I had to read it to him. And he's like, what the fuck, dude?
That's so funny.
He was such in shock. Like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
That's so funny that you read them to Scott and I make Amanda read them at work.
Really?
I get them at work sometimes. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, neither one of them ever have to listen because they hear all the stories before.
Yeah. But it's like, we can't tell each other. So I feel like
we have to tell someone. Like, this is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you, Jess.
Yeah, thank you for sending your story.
Yeah, oh, dude, God, it was that was so a good,
one.
Good.
I mean, it was a bad one, but it was good.
Yeah,
good.
It was well told. It was well told.
Yeah.
She was smart.
Yeah.
She's smart.
That is like a brilliant 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to say,
oh, dang.
Your fucking mom is fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
Because
for sure.
Without her telling you that shit, you might have been like, oh, what? Okay, let's look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta put the fear in your kids. Like, I know it sucks that you don't want your kids to be fearful, but people are fucking sick and they're predators.
Yeah, it's reality.
Yeah, so scare them so that it could save them. Yeah. You know? Make them shove their siblings into ditches.
Yeah. Just so, I cracked up so hard when she's like, and I turned around and Jenny's in a ditch. And I could, like, I don't know what her sister looks like, but I could just imagine this little girl, like, scrunching her face, like, and be like, idiot.
That's so good.
Dude, I cracked up, too, at the end when she's like, aka saving her damn ungrateful life. I cracked up so fucking hard.
So good. So good.
So good.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you all for your stories this week. You're all amazing.
Yeah.
Send us more.
Yeah, guys.
Give them to us.
What?
Give them all to us.
Okay.
All the stories.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Send us your Stranger Danger stories right now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. Give all your families big hugs and kisses. And like we said earlier, get drunk and send us Snapchats.
Yes.
Don't forget Snapchat game this week.
Yeah.
At IADC podcast.
Yeah. Okay. And remember,
we'll post a picture on Monday of the Snapchat thing on Instagram. And
oh, okay.
Maybe we'll do it on Sunday so that
everybody's ready prepared for Monday. And remember, we're not doing an episode, or we're not releasing episode Wednesday.
Yeah, so we'll be back Wednesday the 29th.
Yeah. So, hope you, like, for the fucking third time, hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yeah. Love you guys. And we will catch you
in a week.
In a week.
Happy holidays. Turkey Day.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.